गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्मा तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं यत्पदं दर्शितं विना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्. द फर्स्ट थिंग व्हाट यू हैव टू लर्न इज what now we have just finished is the entire course for every humanity until they become divine. That is the first thing. I have told you about Om. Two shlokas as Guru and one Gayatri Mantra. And when we are doing this, actually what we are trying to do is the entire humanity syllabus until they become divine. That is just as you say the doctor's class. You know what it means. You know everything about it. Similarly, when you are doing this Om, the Guru Pranamam and Gayatri Mantram, it is the entire level of evolution. So exactly the correct word what we are trying to learn is about evolution. So be very, very clear about this. You should know when we are talking now, we are talking about evolution. We have already finished two evolutions, the mineral evolution. The best is carbon to diamond. That is evolution, from carbon, coal to diamond. The real tapas for a carbon to become a vajram, diamond, you know how difficult it is. And if you can really understand it, you can understand it in English, it may mean also die, dash, mind. The diamond is nothing but killing the mind. So that is, if you can remember like that, you can understand. So actually, that is exactly what we are doing, everything, and even in this life also, that is exactly what we have to do. We have to die mind. You should get a diamond. While doing this evolution, that everyone who has a human being has certainly been a diamond mineral once. That is the only way to come back to plant. The carbon has to be changed to a diamond. How? By tapas. Tapas, the coal inside the earth. To become a diamond, it has to go the tapas. You know what now the real meaning of tapas is? To change yourself, to change yourself, your consciousness. You know the consciousness? You just don't want it. Even if you want it to be burned. A coal which you don't burn is waste. But a diamond? After tapas? It bigs you on your head. That is the difference of tapas. But that tapas was done by a mineral. The mineral, black burning coal, has become by tapas the diamond. Vajramu. I am not saying about the split diamond. I am not saying it. I am saying it a vajram, diamond. So any human being who is now in future or where he was in the past must have become a diamond before in minerals. So the best man proves himself that once he was from the mineral diamond, that is why it is in his crown. You remember, in diamonds, there are in the head. Here is again a proof. And only, generally it is given only to a king, because he is the best in humans. But he should remember that he came from diamond. It is the first step of the sadhana. You have already over it. Then you have ventured into a level of plant kingdom. There is a difference. The mineral transition to
plant.
But what are the steps? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. The botany knows everything about the plants, but how the plant became from the mineral?
Yes. How a plant became mineral.
A mineral, because of mineral only the plant grows. Correct it. Buddhulo, prithvilo, nilallo, mattilo, plant develop avutundi. If the earth is not there, the water is not there, the sunlight is not there, the plants cannot live. So they are revealing from mineral, no doubt. Without a mineral in prithvi, suppose you don't have prithvi, can you think any plant will live? Are you able to understand? A plant is growing because of the earth in the soil. Without the soil, but how? It goes from a seed. Obija untundi. Whenever anything, very small plant or a big tree, they grow because of seeds. Bijali. It grows. Grows because of earth, water, first step, but continuously it grows because of the sun. No sun, no growth. In that direction is also always towards the sun. You have read in small 10th class, in a big blocks, you put a plant and put it in some any hole. It always goes towards the hole. You are able to understand what I am telling? So the plants are always linked towards the sun to grow. Because of the earth and water also give their help. Just the sun cannot help. You need an earth, you need the water, and of course the sun. That is the plant kingdom. Any plant you talk about, it would be on some plant. A plant is always in some earth. And then it swallows water. And then it grows because of sun. So the entire plant kingdom is based on earth, water, sun. Very clear about that? Mineral, how did they grow? Because of tapas. Could you understand what I am telling? The question, you have understood what I am talking about? The mineral grow because of tapas. The example, best example is the coal becoming diamond. Best example. All of this have their own thing. And do you know one more important thing about minerals? The minerals always collect to come to one place. That is what we say, the ore. ores. The silver comes to the same place, copper comes to the same place, attracted to it. If the entire cover does not come to a copper wire, can you ever get a car? Copper? Any metal you are able to get in earth is only because of they are coming together to a particular place. There is a reason for that also, but we will have to learn some to do it. We will have to learn different sadhanas. But actually you could understand, the minerals have two things. They grow because of the tapas on earth, and what is another habit? To come like together. Like minerals, metals, come to the same place. That is where you are able to mine all these things. So the first condition of the physical earth development is on two characters. One is to come together and the other is tapas. Very clear? So you should know these are the things with which we grow. That is how we have grown. So in minerals we learn tapas and cooperation. Come together. Like people always come together. Like is like. That is the physical level. Naturally, you should understand that your own physical body must have the same two characters. Your physical body, which is also known as the earth principle, bhautika shariramu. It has only two classes. One is to know tapas, and the other is come together. What we say sahakara, cooperation. And then you should have tapas. These are the two links for whom? For the physical body I am talking about, I am not thinking about something else. That is what human beings in physical body should have, these two things. What is it? Like people should be together, and this is cooperation. Tapas and sahakara. That is the fundamentals from the physical body. Somehow the sun comes in. And when the sun comes in, the plant starts. And we know it comes from a seed. Now, how did you get the first seed on planet Earth? Nobody knows. We just don't know. It is there. The seeds come. Until unless a seed is there, you cannot get in the planting world. If the seed is there, you will get something in the plant. First two you have understood, cooperation and tapas. Understand, this is what we have to do for your sadhanas, the scientific sadhanas. I am not telling about something general. I am thinking about how your physical body has to be do. What are they? How does your work does? The digestion is a tapas. Breathing is a tapas. Seeing is a tapas. Or is it not? All your senses are tapas. You are generally very weak. You use a tapas. Tapas means exercise. What becomes? Your physical body changes. As simple as that. For that, for the physical body, the rishis, after their very tremendous work, and I am using the real word tremendous. It is, when you understand tremendous, you know what it means by the word tremendous. It is not something huge. It is not very big. I am saying it is tremendous. You should underline that word, tremendous. You can say it is tapas. the agni of tapas, tremendous. Then what is happening to your body, the physical body? It grows. And the asanas say there is something very spiritual power in asanas only. No exercise you do, no doubt your exercise has got its own value for the physical body, no doubt about it. But if you want something tremendous, again and again, I am repeating it, is only by asanas. And asanas is something linked with mind, and you never understand it. You use asanas, it is good, no doubt about it. All asanas you are doing are their own values. But really the asana in mind means your post. It is a post. A collector is his asana. A clerk is his asana. A MP is his asana. A chief minister is his asanas. You know what is asanas? That is what the rishis were telling about. But they say, no doubt, whenever a chairman and an MP and an MLA sit in chairs, do you know, they will sit on special chairs. When it is set for a chief minister chair, it is something specific. When you think between MP and MLA, the chairs change. The MP is in a bit higher place, in the place of the chair. Am I able to understand? That is what I am talking about also. But you have a chair. Your physical body should become an asana. Now you understand what I am telling? When you are using an asana, you are getting a chair of consciousness to do something. That is the real meaning of asanas. Could you understand what I am trying to understand the asanas? You do it as a physical asana. It has its value, no doubt about it. But when you are going for that high Chandrayana Vrata, Brahma Vachas, your asanas means something else. Your asanas is the place on a chair, and the chair gives you that power. Garuda Asana, for Vishnu only. Do you ever heard about others using Karudasana coming in? Can you ever see? Vishnu comes only on Karudasana. Anybody else comes from Karudasana? Have you ever heard? Tell me, I have not read this. I am thinking it should be correct. Only Vishnu should have that chair. A chief minister will be the chief minister's asana. Now this Karuda asana, when you are seeing it for the Vishnu, you are doing for the physical plane. Karuda asana, you are doing for what? For something physical. But actually it is the asana of Vishnu. So if you are with that consciousness of a Vishnu, automatically you will be in that pose. Sthiram Sukham Asanam. That is what Patanjali used to mean. We read it. But the best one for all of us, lotus. Do you remember any divine thing without a lotus? You read about Shiva, etc. They are dangerous. But almost you can say that 99.9% of divine will always be in Padmasana. Now you are understanding, Padmasana doesn't mean that you are putting in Padmasana physical body. Your mind also must be in the, that is the difference in asanas to get the results of divine powers. Just a physical point, if you just take a physical point and say that I am in an MLA, can you become an MLA? He has a mind, he has received some money, he has some time, some cooperation too. Then he sits in that chair. And you do all these asanas, do it. When I am saying you are stopping your asanas, it is foolishness if you stop it. It has its own value for your physical body. But what I am trying to tell you is that a asana is actually meant for a level of consciousness. When you always see Brahma, is he ever seen in Garuda? He will be in Brahma?
Lotus.
Hamsundada? Lotus is common for all divine things. That is the basis.